Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, let's get to the biggest games on Sunday and our Sunday storylines. Carrington will start Sunday storylines with the biggest AFC and Chiefs ramifications game of the weekend. The Bills and the Texans. Stephon Diggs up against the old team, but I don't care about Diggs and that return. Carrington, these were two teams that were billed all offseason and early in this season as threats to the Chiefs' AFC crown. They are both 3-1. Which team is coming out of that game saying we still can go toe-to-toe with KC, we're 4-1, and which one is on fraud watch as they could potentially fall to 3-2?
I don't think that either team has to be put on fraud watch. I'm just not yet a believer of Houston in a championship sense. Is Houston a good team? Sure, but they're 3 wins this season. Indianapolis, Chicago, and Jacksonville. They played one really good team. They played Minnesota. They got the brakes beat off them, beat 34-7. I think Buffalo's another good team. I'm going to take Buffalo to go on the road and get this win. It is a coin flip game. It's a 1-point spread on either side. I think traditionally you would take the home dog in this scenario between good teams. I can't do it. I'm taking Buffalo to get back right. I'm taking Buffalo to go on the road and win.
All right, Carrington, staying in the AFC. A game that was billed as two top contenders, but does not look that way right now. Bengals and Ravens this weekend. Do the Bengals continue their bounce back after an 0-3 start, or do the Ravens reaffirm themselves as one of the top dogs in the AFC with another victory?
You guys know I love a good analogy. This is the analogy I'll give for the Cincinnati Bengals. Some of you have older kids and you try to tell them the importance of starting out the semester and the quarter right, that you can't get zeros on tests and miss homework assignments and then still think that you can get an A. You can't dig yourself in that much of a hole to start off the quarter. We give the Bengals a lot of grace because of the Super Bowl that they went to a couple of years ago. We're talking about a team that if you lose this game, aren't you all but eliminated? Like, at some point, you got to start winning these games. And we can't keep saying, oh, well, now they're 1-4. Now they're 1-5. They're going to get hot and turn things around. If they lose this game, they're going to be 1-4, and they still have all three road games in their division. That still doesn't count them going on the road to play Dallas. That doesn't count them going on the road to play the Chargers. Who knows how healthy they're going to be? They still got Philadelphia. This is a must-win game for Cincinnati. I can't do it, man. I can't pick them right now, not with the way that they're playing. I can't do it. I got to go Baltimore. I got to go with them going on the road. I believe they're a 2.5-point favorite. I'm going to take them to win outright.
Real quick, final one. Sunday, it's Cowboys and Steelers. The Steelers might be the surprise of the NFL, and Justin Fields is actually playing good football. The Cowboys are, they're a roller coaster. They're up, they're down, they're left, they're right, they're, whew, they are everywhere. Are you believing in Mike McCarthy's bunch, or do you have stock in Justin Fields and the Steelers getting a dub on Sunday?
I feel like I'm going with a lot of chalk here, and that's been opposite of how the NFL has been this season. I don't think that Pittsburgh can score. I don't like their quarterback situation. I don't really like their team in a lot of ways. I still look at the Cowboys as being one of the better teams in the NFC, but they just don't have a lot of firepower right now. You want to throw out some trade possibilities, and the Cowboys need two more weapons. They need a legitimate running back, and they need another pass-catching option. I'm not sure if the Cowboys are going to do either of those things. They said they were all in the offseason, and they didn't go get anybody. But that Cowboys team is missing something. I do think they have enough to beat the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. The ratings for Steelers and Cowboys on Sunday Night Football is just going to absolutely be through the roof. Those are maybe the two most popular teams in America.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.